end of this parasha, we are introduced to Nimrod. Pasuk Tet says he was a mighty hunter before Hashem. Chazal teach us that it doesn't mean he just hunted animals for food, but it meant that he ensnared people, he captured people, and he talked them with his words to go against Hashem. Nimrod was bad. And then right afterward, the Pasuk tells us that regular Pasuk, that from that land, during this event, Asher went forth and he built Nineveh. Chazal tells us that what Asher did was he realized his kids were being negatively influenced by Nimrod, and therefore he decided to take them away. Where did it go? He went to Nineveh. Rashi says, the Ir HaGadoyla, the Torah refers to it as a great city. Asher left because of the bad influence of Nimrod. He created a city called Nineveh, and that city became a great city. The Cheskuni writes a fascinating thing. He says that because Asher left Nimrod and began his city on a positive thought process pro-God, because Nimrod was against God and he wanted his kids not to be influenced negatively, therefore that merit of how it started over 2,000 years later, when Yonah was being told to go to a city to ask them to repent before being destroyed, he was sent to the city of Nineveh. Nineveh had a major merit to it because it was started with the right thought process. Over 1,000 years later, we're starting a new year right now. The beginning of how something begins has major power. For years, generations, that can happen. The beginning is important. A pure beginning is easier to stay that way than something that starts another way and then tries to become pure. We are still right now, when you listen to this tape, we are still in the month of Tishrei. Cheshvan starts on Shabbos. Let's hope that we continue this greatness of our month of Tishrei, having a great year of positivity, of thinking of being close to Hashem, and that merit helps for all of us. Thank you.